Hi, Margaret Christine Mullings. Welcome to prayer. Wherever you are geographically, come on in and begin to worship the Lord. Give him thanks. Give him praise on this beautiful morning. Yes, the sun is shining. And you know, right where you are, the sun may not be shining at this time. The sun will shine in your life again. You would find me in Proverbs. Yes, the book of Proverbs, chapter 28. The wicked man flees, though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. When a country is rebellious, it has many rulers, but a man of understanding and knowledge maintains order. A ruler who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain that leaves no crops. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but those who keep the law resist them. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it fully. But a poor man whose walk is blameless than a rich man whose ways are perverse. Who keeps the law is a discerning son, but a companion of gluttons disgraces his father. He who increases his wealth by exorbitant interest amasses it for another. Who will be kind to the poor? If anyone turns a deaf ear to the law, even his prayers are detestable. He who leads the upright along an evil path will fall into his own trap, but the blameless will receive a good inheritance. A rich man may be wise in his own eyes, but a poor man who has discernment sees through him. When the righteous triumph, there is great elation. But when the wicked rise to power, men go into hiding. He who conceals his sins does not prosper. But whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Blessed is the man who always fears the Lord. But he who hardens his heart falls into trouble. And there ends the reading of Proverbs chapter 28, and I read as far as verse 14. In your time of leisure, please read the entire chapter. God bless you. And God is able to bless the reading of his word and to give to us the understanding of his word. Just before we pray, believe right where you are. Believe the word of God in your heart. Pray the word, and no matter what, stand on the word. It is God who performs his word. And this morning, I'm going to focus our prayer on prayer for our government and those in leadership. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, as we come before the mercy seat right now, Father. Father, we thank you that your word says that he that comes to you must believe that you are, and that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you, Father. Oh, this morning in these airways, Father, I pray that you would move by your spirit, that you would move by your power and envelop every listener this morning, or whatever time it is, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that your presence will be felt in the difficult moments, Father, in the name of Jesus, during those distressing times, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that you would divinely intervene in those situations, oh God, where people are in dire straits and don't know what to do, where to go, Father, who to go to, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would stir their hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus, to remember your word and to feed on your word, to pray your word, to cry out to you, Father. For when the righteous cry, God, you hear, oh God. My Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, for government this morning. I pray for those who are in leadership, Lord, those that lead nations, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cause leaders to remember you, O God, that you are the Almighty God, You are the everlasting Father, that you have the last word on everything you allow to touch your people's lives. I pray, Father, that you would cause leaders of nations to be sober in the name of Jesus and to seek you, Father, and to understand, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you set up, oh God, kings, you set up rulers, Father, in the name of Jesus. You set up leaders, Father, and you also take them down in the name of Jesus. Therefore, Father, help every leader to remember it is you lifted them up, who put them there, and it is you could take them down in the name of Jesus. Therefore, give them your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding that the leaders, that they would not oppress the poor, they would not oppress the people, Father, that they will not inflict upon people hardships, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they remember from whence they came and look to you, Father, as their source, oh God, to look to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for direction. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh God, for we see, my Father, in your word, what happens, Father, in the name of Jesus, to rebellious, oh God, people, to when a country is rebellious, Father, we see that you will not be able to bless that country, Lord. So in the name of Jesus, I pray this morning for your divine intervention right now in countries everywhere. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, and in the islands of the seas, Father, on the four continents of the world, in every nation, Father, in the name of Jesus, help nations, Father, not to forget you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and to seek you out in the name of Jesus, and to walk according to your laws and your commands. And you are blessed nations right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for those civilians, those people, the people who are caught in distressing times, Father, in the name of Jesus, where everything is being stripped away from them, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you restore this morning, that you will divinely intervene. Let it begin with government in the name of Jesus. Let it begin with leaders of nations this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, I pray for your divine protection, your provisions, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray this morning, Father, that leaders would hear in the name of Jesus the clarion call to look to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to put their trust in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. Listen, before I leave you this morning, I would just like to highlight verse 2 of Proverbs chapter 28. And verse 2, I want to reiterate it. When a country is rebellious, it has many rulers, but a man of understanding and great knowledge maintains order. For a government or a society to endure needs wise, informed leaders. And these are hard to find. It has many rulers. May mean that anarchy is prevailing. Each person's selfishness quickly affects others. A selfish employee who steals from his company ruins its productivity. A selfish driver who drinks before taking the wheel makes the state highways unsafe. A selfish spouse who has an adulterous affair often breaks up several families. When enough people live for themselves with little concern for how their actions affect others, the resulting moral rot contaminates the entire nation. So listen, consider this. Consider this question. It's to me first. Are you part of the problem or are you the solution? Pausely calm and calmly think about that question. And like I said, it's to me too. Listen, I leave with you today. Pray. Maintain your prayer posture. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. Be always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And continue to delight yourself in the Lord. And he has promised that he would give to you the desires of your heart. So until our next time of prayer, God bless you right where you are. Thank you so much for tuning in.